If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My, how we are rejoicing here at Worth Baptist Church for the good things God has done for us in these days of our fabulous fall season. You'll be glad to know that during the month of September, which was one of the greatest months in our history, our Sunday school averaged 602 per Sunday. During that time, the Lord added 28 people to our church rolls. A spirit of revival has prevailed during this great month. As we launch upon the month of October, we're looking forward to the greatest month in our history. October is a time of harvest. It's a time of soul winning. It's a time of evangelizing in the city. The purpose and the objective of Worth Baptist Church is to build a strong New Testament church of Spirit-filled Christians whose outreach is to evangelize the city and the regions beyond. We're looking forward to the blessings of God as we realize our objective during the days of October. On Sunday, November the 2nd, we're having Roundup Day, and we're reaching for 1,000 for Christ in Sunday school on Roundup Day, Sunday, November 2nd. We want you to begin now to pray with us about this matter and help us to reach the 1,000 for Christ on Sunday, November the 2nd. We believe God's going to do these things for us as we realize the objective of our church. We want you to join with us in prayer that many souls will come to know Christ in the fabulous fall of 75. My friend, do you have a church home? Are you looking for a place to worship? What are your plans for today? Let me invite you to come and share with us in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock this morning, where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, where the Word of God is taught. Our morning worship hour is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. We invite you to any and all of these services today, where something wonderful and something exciting is going to happen. God is going to bless with a very wonderful beginning for the month of October, our month of soul winning, our month of harvest here at Worth Baptist Church. You'll not want to miss a single service, because God is doing wonderful things for us here at Worth Baptist Church. Well, the month of October is a very special month, and this is a very special broadcast for Worth Baptist Hour, because it was 6 years ago today that we broadcast for the first time on station KBUY. So during the month of October, we are celebrating the 6th anniversary of Worth Baptist Hour. In our celebration of our 6th anniversary, we are making to you this wonderful and outstanding offer. To all who write us during the month of October, any time between now and the end of the month, anniversary month, we're going to send to you free and postage paid the 4 messages that are preached on Worth Baptist Hour during this month. These messages are on cassette tape. They are yours, free and postage paid, for you're simply writing to Worth Baptist Hour during this month. Remember, you can write any time during the month of October, and all you need to do is say, "Happy Anniversary, Worth Baptist Hour." If you'll put that on a postcard, include your name and your address, we will mail to you at the end of the month, free and postage paid, all 4 messages that will be preached on Worth Baptist Hour during this anniversary month of October. Now, remember, all you need to do is to write and say, "Happy Anniversary to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas." That's all you need to do. Just write and say, "Happy Anniversary," and write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. Remember, you'll receive free and postage paid all 4 messages that will be preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October. Anniversary month is a great month with us for our radio broadcast. And we urge you to write today and remember the mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. All you need to do is say happy anniversary and receive the four messages preached on anniversary month here at Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October. May the Lord bless you, and we'll look forward to hearing from you by mail during these days. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Building a Highway for God. I shall read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee today on this sixth anniversary date of this broadcast for the privilege of voicing the truth of preaching the gospel by means of radio. Bless this station that has carried this broadcast these 6 years. Bless every listener, some who are listening for the very first time today, some who have listened through these 6 years. Whatever the case might be, I pray today a special blessing for every listener. And may anniversary month be a great month with us, and may many souls come to know Christ, is our prayer in His name and for His sake. And with thanksgiving, amen. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, at verse 1, we read, Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. My message today is entitled, Building a Highway for God. John the Baptist was a unique character. He was the harbinger, the herald, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He was a very unusual man, coming out of the wilderness with a handful of locusts and a handful of honey and preaching a message that stirred the hearts of the people who heard him. We might say that John the Baptist was God's highway construction superintendent, and he had the proper credentials all the way back in the book of Isaiah in chapter 40, 750 years before John the Baptist was born. Isaiah, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, prophesied that John the Baptist would come on the scene as the messenger, as the harbinger, the herald, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. And my friend, what we need today are some more God-fearing, locust-eating, sin-condemning, uncompromising preachers to tell it like it is to people like they are. We need preachers who will preach a message of repentance, the same message that John the Baptist preached when he said, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message that our Lord Jesus preached, who said, Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. On Mars Hill, Paul preached the same message when he said, The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. My friend, this preacher's come to you today on this October Sunday to remind you that except you repent, you are going to hell. Except you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all eternity of separation from God in a lake of fire awaits you. We have too many mild-mannered, easy-going, soft-pedaling, back-slapping, mamby-pamby, jack-be-nimble, jack-be-quick, jack-jumped-over-the-candlestick type of preachers in the pulpit today. My friend, what we need is some men of courage, of fortitude, of faith. We need to call a spade, and a shovel a shovel. We need a church-wide, community-wide, city-wide, county-wide, statewide, nationwide, worldwide revival and turning to God. The solution to America's problems is found in God. Our economic problems, our environmental problems, our religious problems, our governmental problems, our diplomatic problems, all of the problems that face us as Americans today find their solution in Christ and in the Word of God. And my friend, your personal problems, domestic problems, economic problems, employment problems, financial problems, health problems, all of these find their solution in Jesus Christ. My friend, we need to repair the broken down altars and rebuild the old-fashioned mourner's bench. We need to come down off of our pedestal of pride and fall on our faces before God. We need to exercise our spiritual bones and rediscover the art of praying. We need to throw off our yoke of formalism and plow deeply in the ground of God's Word. We need to put on the whole armor of God that we may resist the power of the devil. We need to polish our breastplate of righteousness and sharpen our sword of the Spirit. We need to fasten tightly our girdle of truth and hold firmly our shield of faith. We need to put on the helmet of salvation and stand fast against the wiles of the devil. We need to roll up our sleeves, put our shoulders to the wheel, and charge hell with an eyedropper. My friend, we're not building castles in a sandbox. We're building a highway for God. We are highway builders, and we must build a highway for our God. There are three things involved in our highway building. Number one, highway building is destructive. To build a highway requires blasting. It requires dynamiting. It requires plowing up and grading down. Before the construction crew comes on the scene, the wrecking crew clears the way. They must uproot the trees. They must tear down buildings. They must level off the earth. And my friend, as we build a highway for God, we must uproot the trees of hypocrisy, laziness, lukewarmness, and indifference. We must tear down the shacks of sin, selfishness, and lust. We must level the ground of stubbornness, hard-heartedness, and rebellion. We cannot build God's highway on top of unconfessed sin and crooked lies. We must have a house cleaning in these days, a heart cleaning, a soul cleaning, a church cleaning. We must build a bonfire and burn up the junk in our lives and burn down the altars to Baal. Yes, highway building is destructive. In the second place, I would have you to note that highway building is disturbing. Highway building causes a great deal of commotion. Huge machines whine for days on end. Many people become irritated. They have to move, and consequently they complain. But my friend, it's impossible for the State Department to come in and build a highway without disturbing the elements and the people involved. And by the same token, I ask you today, how can we build a highway for God if we sit in church on Sunday with a pious look on our faces and a do not disturb sign around our necks? We must be willing to be disturbed. The Word of God is a hammer, and a hammer must hammer. The Word of God is a fire, and a fire must burn. The Word of God is a sword, and a sword must cut. The gospel of Jesus Christ is dynamite, not a sachet powder. Dynamite blows up. It doesn't smooth over. The Christian theme song is a revelry, not a lullaby. John the Baptist was a disturber, not a pacifier. Can you imagine John bribing or begging people to serve God? No. He said, "You generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Repent." And my friend, that's what we need in this hour. I do not believe that a preacher has to beg you if you're saved. If you know Christ as your Savior, no preacher should have to beg you to come to church or to give or to share your faith. Now, if you're a carnal-minded, lost church member, that's a different matter. But if you're saved, nobody should have to prod you or beg you to serve God. Our Lord Jesus Christ was a disturber. He was always offending somebody. He offended and disturbed the Pharisees. He offended and disturbed his brothers. He disturbed the disciples. He offended his friends. He offended his enemies. He disturbed all who heard him. He called Herod a fox. He called the Pharisees hypocrites. He called the religious leaders of his day the children of the devil. And you know, after Jesus Christ died and arose and ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to keep up the disturbance that he had begun. Now, my friend, I think it's time that we, as Bible believers, begin to stir and disturb our cities and the people living in them. I read this last week, another article in the paper concerning Madeleine O'Hare, Madwoman O'Hare. My friend, that woman is possessed of the devil. She's demon-possessed. And God have mercy on any organization, civic or religious or governmental or any other kind of organization that invites her to speak to their people. My friend, she's claiming to interpret the Scripture. I read it in the newspaper. And she can no more interpret the Scripture than you can fly through the air on your own power. My friend, the time has come when we must disturb such elements that are bringing in such people into our city to try to disturb the minds and the hearts of our people. I repeat, God have mercy on any organization that will invite Madeleine O'Hare to speak to them. Not only that, but I rejoiced when I saw how that this young lady in Grand Prairie, Miss Slaughter, was deprogrammed and rescued from the Unification Church. That's of the devil. It's devil satanic inspired. It's brainwashing the minds of the brilliant young people of our country. And the time has come when we as Bible believers must make a stand against it. My friend, if you believe this, and if you believe in this kind of preaching, and you believe we ought to expose the Unification Church and expose the atheism that's creeping into our schools and the evolution that's creeping into our schools and all of these things that are taking hold of our government, my friend, if you believe that, you ought to write this preacher this week. You ought to write a note, a letter of encouragement. You ought to come to this church today. Brother, you ought to be a part of a church that's going to stand against the sin and the wiles of the devil and stand for America and stand for the truth and stand for the Bible and stand for righteousness in these dark and troubled days in which we live. My friend, you're listening to a preacher who's going to make a stand in this city. We're going to stand against that which is wrong, and we're going to stand for that which is right. I repeat, John was a disturber. Jesus was a disturber. The Apostle Paul was a disturber. And in the process of building a highway for God, we're going to have to fill up the valleys. We're going to have to level the mountains. We're going to have to straighten the crooked ways. We're going to have to smooth the rough places. And all the earth shall see the salvation of our God. My friend, the time has come when we are going to disturb this city with our gospel of redeeming grace. We are going to disturb you who listen to this radio broadcast. And I want you to invite somebody to listen with you next Sunday. In fact, you ought to call somebody right now and tell them to get the last few moments of Worth Baptist Hour. Beloved, we are out to disturb the devil. We are out to call a spade, and a shovel, a shovel. We are out to build a highway for God in this city. And by the grace of God, we are going to do it. And I need people like you to stand with me. I need people like you to say, Pastor, I believe that. Brother Barber, I believe in that kind of preaching. I believe in that kind of stand. We are with you. We are going to support you. We'll help you. We'll pray for you. Write us this week and let us know about that, my friend. Come to church today and let us know that you're going to stand with us as we cry aloud and spare not against wickedness in high places in our land. There's a third thing that comes with highway building, my friend. And the third thing that is involved is this. To build a highway for God is expensive. The federal and state governments spend billions of dollars to build highways across our cities and our states and our nation. If we're going to build a highway for God, it's going to cost something. It'll cost time. It'll cost energy. It'll cost money. But my friend, it'll be worth it all. Jesus raised Lazarus from the tomb, but the disciples rolled away the stone. What I'm saying is this, only Christ can raise the dead, but you and I can roll away the stone. in the process of building a highway for God, it might cost you some friends, some social ties, but it'll be worth it all when you know that you're helping build the highway of holiness for our God. At any cost, at any sacrifice, at any price, remember this, God paid a tremendous price to build a highway from earth to heaven in the form and in the shape of a cross when Jesus Christ died for your sins and mine. While we're building a highway for God, my friend, I want you to say, I want to be a highway builder. I want to build a highway in the city of Fort Worth that God might come on the scene and stir our city, stir our county, and that we might see many people turn to Christ during these days. This footnote, my friend, and I'll be through with my message today. As you build a highway for God, don't forget to build a highway in your heart for Jesus Christ to come in. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to say once again on this anniversary month during October, if you'll simply write us at Worth Baptist Hour and say happy anniversary, we'll send you this message and all of the messages that are going to be preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October. We need your help, folks. We need your support. God's going to do something great for our city. We're going to take a stand against the evils, against the wickedness, against that which is so rampant in our day and in our own city. Now, if you like this kind of preaching and you believe in this kind of stand, I invite you to come today to Worth Baptist Church. We're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We're looking forward to a wonderful day today. And remember, all who write to Worth Baptist Hour during anniversary month, that's any time during the month of October, we're going to send to you, free and postage paid, all four messages on cassette tape that will be delivered on Worth Baptist Hour during this month. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today and simply say, Happy Anniversary. As we leave the broadcast again, we remind you that we'd be happy to have you visit with us in our Sunday school hour at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Until then, or until the next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.